welcome to the Modern Homesteading Podcast.
We have allowed ourselves to become so disconnected and ignorant about something that is as intimate as the food that we eat.
Be prepared to grow your own for victory.
God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink foamed pullets who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer.
Hello and welcome to the Modern Homesteading Podcast. I'm your host, Harold Thornbrough, and glad you're joining me today. This is episode 94, June 25th, 2018. And today we're talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly about growing bamboo. And I hope you had a great weekend. We got a lot done around here on the homestead. I just built a new gazebo over my deck. That was, I'm still not done with that. It was a kit that came, and I'll tell you what, it was one of them steel gazebos, and that was a lot of pieces, and I'm still putting it together, and it ain't easy. I think I actually could have built it from scratch easier than I could have put that kit together, but yeah, it looks really nice, though. It came together really well, so we had a good weekend putting that together, and I think I mentioned the other day that we expanded our rabbit and quail production, so got all those guys settled, and that's going real well, and you know, just things are growing, and the garden's looking great, and been harvesting some zucchini and some squash finally, and lots of berries. Boy, the raspberries and the blackberries have really came on strong, the blueberries as well, so lots of berry production right now. Apples are looking really good. I have a couple trees with apples on them that are growing really, really well. Probably too many. I should be thinning them out a little bit more than I have. I thinned out quite a few, but boy, it's still crazy. So just lots of stuff going on around here, but all good, all really good. We really enjoy this time of the year when you start seeing your first production. It's exciting. Hope you're feeling the same way about your homestead. Let's just jump into today's question. Today's question comes from April. April asked this question in the Homestead Front Porch Facebook group. She said, bamboo, pros and cons. I recently learned that it is a breeding ground for ticks, which would be enough for me not to plant it. But otherwise, I'd really like to. I'd love more info. So I thought I'd just take this question and just run with it and talk about the benefits of bamboo, the problems with growing bamboo, some different types of bamboo, and who might want to grow it and who definitely doesn't want to be growing it. So let's look at all those things. First, the benefits of bamboo. Of course, most people know it's a great construction material. It's super, super strong. It's compared to steel in its strength and the way you use it. Not, it depends on how you use it. For some projects, it's really, really good. Some, it isn't so good, but just a very strong material for building product. It's used in making flooring. It's, you know, it can be used for all kinds of tiles. It can be used for arts and crafts. I mean, it's just a very useful building material. And it can be used as a privacy screen. Of course, it's very tall. It can be very thick, depending on what kind you grow. And, you know, it can provide a really good privacy screen for certain areas. It actually, believe it or not, has culinary purposes in Asian cuisine and some other cultures. It's eaten. The young shoots are eaten. Now, they have to be cooked. This is very, very important because bamboo actually produces a toxin that will turn into cyanide in the gut. So it has to be cooked. So it's kind of an important procedure, and it's something you probably shouldn't mess with unless you know what you're doing. But it's a very popular dish in many cultures, especially in the Asian cultures. So it definitely has culinary purposes. And because it has culinary purposes, it also has medicinal purposes for a lot of people. There's a lot of cultures that make herbal remedies with bamboo. So it has purposes there. Also, it can be turned into a biochar, a charcoal. It's very good for that. A lot of cultures use it for that. So it has a ton of purposes. I mean, it's a very useful plant all over the world. Some of the facts about bamboo. It can grow about 100 feet tall, certain varieties. I mean, it varies anywhere from small herbaceous plants all the way up to tall, woody, tree-like plants. The individual stems of bamboo are called culms, and they come out of the ground from a rhizome, and they come out of the ground the same size as they grow all the way up. They're not like a tree. They don't expand in their width. They just get taller. So whatever size they come out of the ground, that's where they stay. So certain varieties are smaller, of course. Certain varieties are a lot bigger. It can be up to almost a foot in diameter in some of the larger varieties. And like I say, grow up to 100 feet tall. But, you know, there's a lot of varieties that just get a few inches tall or just a few feet tall all the way up to that size. There's around 1,500 varieties of bamboo. So, I mean, there's a lot to choose from. Bamboo is one of the fastest growing plants on the planet. Certain varieties can grow up to 3 feet in height in a 24-hour period. So that doesn't always have to do with the plant itself. A lot of that has to do with the climate conditions. Like you could take that same fast-growing plant and plant it in certain places and it wouldn't do near that well. But in certain places, it grows just super, super fast. Some ecological benefits about bamboo. It actually releases 30% more oxygen into the atmosphere and absorbs more carbon dioxide compared to other plants. So because of that, bamboo greatly decreases greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. So it's actually a very important plant for our planet. I mean, it does a lot of good. It grows so well that it doesn't require fertilizers for optimal growth. So it, you know, has a lot of growing benefits there. It's just, it doesn't require a lot of maintenance or any kind of work as far as growing it. Now, let's look at some of the problems with bamboo because of some of those facts about bamboo and some of the benefits of bamboo. It has some problems. Well, it has one major problem, and that's that it can easily become invasive, especially running bamboo. Now, there's two different kinds of bamboo overall that we're looking at, and one is called running bamboo and the other is called a clumping bamboo. The running bamboo is extremely invasive, or can be extremely invasive, especially certain varieties of that running bamboo. So it can spread very quickly. Clumping bamboo also spreads, but it spreads in a circle pattern, and it's more like an ornamental grass. If you've ever seen like plume grass or zebra grass or something like that grows in a clump and comes up, and it'll spread. Now, clumping bamboos can grow anywhere. They can spread anywhere from 2 to 12 inches a year in diameter. So, I mean, it can spread too, but it's very slow. Because of its circle pattern, doesn't usually become invasive unless left for many, many, many years close to something that you don't want it to spread into. I mean, you can allow for several feet on each side of clumping bamboo, and it would take many years for it to reach that border where you would want it. So, not that invasive, but running bamboo can spread several feet a year and easily take over an entire yard or jump into an adjacent property very easily. I actually put an article in today's show notes for this episode, and you should go look at this article. This is a small property that planted bamboo in New York, and the title of it's called "Thickening Stand of Bamboo is Compromising Quality of Life for Neighbors in Mariners Harbor." And I'm going to tell you, you ought to go look at the pictures of this and read this article. Somebody planted running bamboo in a small backyard, and boy, it's just taken over. It's completely filled the backyard of this property, and it's causing all kinds of problems for their neighbors leaning into their houses. They can't even open their windows without bamboo. It's like pressing in through their windows of their house. And the stalks are just everywhere. The people are complaining about how bad the bird noise is in the mornings, because there's hundreds of birds every day chirping away in there. It's bringing in mice and rats and just all kinds of things that are hosts for ticks, which is mentioned in the question. We'll talk a little bit about that in a few minutes too. And just all kinds of wildlife and everything, because it's created a jungle in this small backyard. And the pictures of this are just crazy. There's a couple pictures there where they took it from the neighbor's yard, and it's just this thick mat of bamboo completely taking over the property, the small backyard. Folks, you cannot plant running bamboo in a small property. Even on a large property, it can cause problems. But on a small property, I mean, possibly even opening yourself up for a lawsuit. And read this article. It's pretty interesting, and it can show you the potential problems of planting running bamboo on your property. Very big deal. Now, when April asked this question in Facebook, I mean, she's like, I'd love to plant some bamboo. You know, tell me the pros and cons of it. And she tagged me in the post. It was a question for the podcast. But wow, people are emotional about bamboo. Many people chimed in on that question in the Facebook group and said, don't do it. Just don't do it. I mean, there was a lot of emotion in the answers that came in from that, because so many people know or have experienced the problems of bamboo, or they know somebody who's had major problems with bamboo. And running bamboo, no doubt. There's very few instances where I would say plant running bamboo. Yes, your largest varieties are usually come in running bamboos. It's the one that's most commonly used for construction material. It has a lot of those qualities that some people are looking for, but you just can't do it in most situations. Unless you have an extreme amount of property and it can be planted somewhere where it won't ever become a problem for a neighbor or a problem for you, you know, maybe there's a place for you to plant that. I would say in 99.9% of situations, you're not going to want to plant any running bamboo. But let's look at clumping bamboo. Is there a situation where you might want to plant clumping bamboo? Yeah, I mean, I think absolutely. It can do all those things that we talked about earlier. It has all those benefits. It doesn't get as big, and it actually, there are a lot of cold hardy varieties. I'll put a link in the show notes to a website called bamboogarden.com, and they have a whole bunch of varieties. They range in height from 8 to 25 feet. Like I said, cold hardy clumping bamboo, and these varieties make great privacy screens. They still can produce a very large stock that can be used for construction or arts and crafts or all kinds of purposes like that. It's not going to spread very fast. I mean, like I said, 2 inches to 12 inches a year at best. Most don't spread more than 4 to 6 inches per year at the absolute most. I mean, there are, I think, just a couple varieties that spread faster than that. So if you gave yourself, you know, many feet from a neighbor's property line or any kind of a thing that you would worry about it spreading into, it would take many, many years, probably your lifetime, to ever be a problem for you or a neighbor. And you could even make it to where it was there, never even that close. The problem is a lot of people would want to even plant clumping bamboo right on a property line. Eventually, it's probably going to cross that property line at 2 to 4 inches a year, say, even. I mean, if you're planting it, you know, 6 inches away from a property line, eventually it's going to grow past that property line. So you do want to give it a few feet to grow. I mean, it could take many years for it to go a few feet. So even clumping bamboo has a little bit of an invasive quality, a spreading quality, but not much more than a plume grass or something like that that grows. You know, I planted some plume grass in my backyard, and it spread. When I first planted it, it was a small crown, maybe 3 inches in diameter. And in a couple years, it went to about a 12-inch in diameter plant. You know, I don't think it's going to get much bigger than that. It's not going to keep growing where clumping bamboo might keep going. But, you know, it's just not a problem. There are absolutely purposes for some clumping bamboos. But now some get very tall, which could lean over on your neighbor's properties or things like that. I mean, some of the clumping bamboos are up to 25 feet tall, which is beautiful. I mean, it really is beautiful to see these big giant plants. You talk about a great privacy screen. I mean, if you could get a few feet away from a property line and go all the way down with some of these clumping bamboo varieties, oh, wow, what an awesome fence line you could create of bamboo that really isn't ever going to be a problem for your neighbors if you're several feet away from the property line, but you could go all the way down a row. Now, if you have a large property where that you had plenty of room for that, I could absolutely see that being a benefit to a property. Again, be careful about the variety. There are so many varieties out there to choose from. I recommend you go to this Bamboo Garden website. I found it very helpful. I was just looking at some of the different varieties and I landed on their page, and I just found it extremely helpful with some of the varieties and what they would look like. Great pictures, a lot of great information about each variety. So it would really help you pick the clumping variety you might like. Now, April had mentioned that she heard that it was a problem that it draws in ticks. And here's what I found out. I did some research on that. The reason it draws in ticks is because it's a thick mat of vegetation. Tall, shady, especially in the running bamboo where you create almost a forest-like environment. That's just an ideal environment for ticks. Clumping bamboo, not so much, especially if it's more spread out and it has sun between it. But here's what I found out. It's really no more inviting of a tick environment. There's nothing about the bamboo itself that makes it tick friendly other than just the environment it creates. So, I mean, especially if you went with clumping varieties, put a little space between them. To me, I don't see it being any more of a tick problem or a tick environment than, say, large plume grass or something like that, something that's thick and shoots up in that form. If you're in an area that has a lot of tick problems, there's going to be ticks in those areas, but not any more than would be in a woods or something close to your house. So that's just kind of what I figured out from what I read. I couldn't find any articles that said anything about it in of itself being a something that draws in ticks. It's just the environment that it can create when it's let out of control. Now, I did want to talk a little bit about how to control running bamboo, because there are some people who have it and it's starting to spread and it's getting wider. The only way to really effectively stop it from spreading is to put down barriers. And even it can jump over barriers or go under barriers. It has to be extremely deep, kind of tall, contain like a container-like environment for it. Some people have found it effective to put down plastic. But one thing you for sure have to do is go around with a spade and chop the rhizome all the time. And I mean, it's just a constant work to go around and cut the rhizome. They go around with a spade, a deep spade, and you push down and you chop the rhizome. It's effective. It's a lot of work, and it has to be done to prevent the spreading of the rhizomes from the bamboo for reaching out and spreading. And it can absolutely be controlled, but only with a lot of work or a lot of preparation. It's just very difficult to deal with. And it's actually best just to put it only in places that it can just run, and you can create a forest, and it's never ever going to be a problem. And I'm talking in the middle of hundreds of acres where it can just be open to going. You know, I don't know. I just don't know of what situation you'd have to where you'd want to plant any kind of running bamboo. So you definitely want to avoid it. And unless you just know of a situation where it's okay for you, but clumping, I can see several situations in which a certain variety of clumping bamboo could be very useful, very beneficial for your homestead. So that's what I'll say about bamboo. I think it's a great plant. I think it's a fascinating plant. I really do. And I think that, you know, if you live in a place where you're able to grow it. But just be very, very careful about what kind you grow. Do your research, pick wisely, and find one that's going to serve your purposes, but never, ever be a burden. That's what I have to say about that. Hope that helps you out, April, and it helps you make a decision on bamboo and some of its purposes. And perhaps you have a place where you can plant it and make the most of it. So that's all I'll say about that. Let's go on to our Homestead Life segment. This is the segment where I share something that's better in my life because of homesteading. And today I want to talk about berry harvesting season. I talked about it earlier. Boy, the raspberries and the blackberries and the blueberries are really coming on strong. And, you know, I call it nature's candy, only it's the healthy version, right? And I just love, I absolutely love strolling through the homestead and just grabbing handfuls of like I said, blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, and even strawberries when those were going full blast. And, you know, just any other kind of berry I can get my hand on. And if I don't eat them all right there in the garden, some of them make it into the kitchen, and we make cobblers and pies and juice and jellies and jams. And man, I'll tell you, my life is absolutely better because of berry harvesting on the homestead. It was one of the very first things we started planting around here when I started plopping in anything other than my raised beds. The first thing I did, even before I planted any trees, was I started putting in, I think I put in blueberry bushes first, and then I bought some raspberries and some blackberries and started planting those, and those were just, you know, everywhere now. And then we started our strawberry production around here, and I'm telling you, it's been one of the greatest things for this homestead. And the grandkids love it. Well, my kids even love it. Let's just be honest. but my grandkids too. I mean, my grandson's out there and he's already found out, oh, blueberries are great. So he knows where the blueberries are now. And when he goes out back, he's straight to the blueberries. So it's just made my life better. And I hope it does the same for you. If you want to submit a question for the podcast, you can send your questions in to ask@smalltownhomestead.com, or you can call or text in your questions to our voicemail at 765-203-1949. You can submit as many questions as you want, as often as you like. Have a few questions in the queue right now, but take as many as we can get. So keep on sending those questions in. Got some great questions coming up. This podcast is made possible by those who join our Homestead Forum membership community. You can learn more about that at thehomesteadforum.com. All kinds of great benefits there. And the show notes for this episode can be found at smalltownhomestead.com/94. Go check out those show notes and look at that article about that urban property that planted running bamboo. Check out that website, bamboogarden.com. A lot of great information in there. And until next time, happy homesteading and God bless.
Thanks for listening. To see the show notes for this podcast or listen to other podcast episodes, go to smalltownhomestead.com. There you can also read our blog, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, and take advantage of the many resources we make available to help you along in your homesteading journey. Please share this podcast and help us to carry out our mission of helping others to homestead today for a better tomorrow.